Singer and pianist Joyce Collins became the first woman to conduct a Las Vegas resort show band in the late 1950s. She also worked in film and television. Collins passed away earlier this year, and Piano Jazz remembers her with this program when she was Marion McPartland's guest in 2002.
Joyce, it's great to see you.
It's good to see Marion.
And, you know, I have to catch up with you because it's been a long time, and I know you've been doing some wonderful things, going to other countries. Didn't you go to Brazil?
Yes, I've been to Brazil 4 times, and I love it so much. The last time I stayed 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
It was hard to come home. I teach a jazz seminar, jazz piano. And
over
I have
there?
An interpreter.
In
yes.
Brazil?
Of course, I have an interpreter. And I play in clubs. And I record on people's CDs. And I did one of my own there. And I just love it. I love it. The music is great. They love our kind of jazz, you know?
I know they do.
And everybody is so musical, and the musicians are fabulous. The drummers, the bass players. And they're handsome besides.
It's a wonder you didn't snag one and bring it back with you.
Not that I didn't try.
I'm envious. It's been so many years since I've done
it. Well, you got to do piano jazz in Brazil. Why not?
Hey, you know, wouldn't that be lovely?
Isn't that a great idea?
So what's been going on lately? Are you teaching?
Well, lately, yes, I'm doing a lot of teaching, and I've become seriously interested in writing. You know the actor Wilford Brimley?
Yes, of course.
His hobby is singing. He loves to sing. And so we've done some Army Air Force jazz band concerts. The bands are wonderful. And I make sketches of arrangements. And then the arrangers fill it in. We kind of do it by phone and by tape and by this. And so I've started seriously studying orchestration.
Oh, no kidding. Who with?
I'm studying with Don Bagley.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Now, wait. He used to be the bass player with Stan Kenton.
Yes, and Peggy Lee.
In fact, that's where I met him, I think.
He's wonderful. But besides that, of course, I do a lot of trio arrangements for singers and for, you know, people.
Well, you did a wonderful thing one time. The movie with the Bridges.
The Baker Boys. Fabulous Baker Boys.
The Fabulous Baker Boys.
Well, yes, a dirty job, but somebody had to go to Jeff Bridges' house and sit on the piano bench with him. And
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was a great job. And they were very nice.
Oh, man. You've got some wonderful, wonderful kind of jobs. I'm envious.
Well.
Listen, now you're here. I've got to hear you play something.
All right.
What would you like to start with?
I'd like to play a tune called Turnaround, which I know you play too.
Yeah, I do.
And it's written by Ornette Coleman. I happened to hear Turnaround on a Michele Petrucciani CD.
Oh, yes, I know he played it.
Yeah, and I just fell in love with it. So
I'd love to hear your version.
All right.
It's got to be good.
All right.
I love that tune. It's really only a blues.
Right.
But he always has such an unusual way of putting little twists, like, mm-hmm. you know, that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I've always loved one of your tunes that you wrote and have tried to play it without too much success, and I've got to relearn it. But I wonder if you do something special for me and play Marjolaine. I think it's one of the best original jazz pieces ever written.
It's so original that it's hard to remember.
Well,
but I will, for you, play Marjolaine.
Right. Okay.
You know, Marjolaine is a very rich cake.
I know.
Lots of whipped cream, and so that's what gave me the inspiration.
Funny, it's the choice of chords and the voicing that knocks me out about that tune. And then you've got that middle section. Now, are those different chords?
No, I my idea in this was I first fell in love with that sus chord. And so that led to my little plan, and then it went to another key. And then I do that, the free solo in there, and then go to another key. Then when I came to what we call the shout chorus, thinking of it as a big band.
Right.
Sometimes if I play this with a trio, I would play that in tempo. But I like to play it free also. So I, those are the same chords. So the whole song really is based on that one voicing, the sus chord voicing.
But it's funny because it somehow it leaves you with a feeling of that it's incomplete. It doesn't. Oh, that's the wrong word, really.
No, I know what you mean.
It doesn't actually modulate and end.
No,
sort of end with
it. It fades off. I think of that like a mirage.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's after you've had your fill of those rich rich cookies of that marjolaine.
But enough sugar.
It's funny. It reminds me of in Winnett's idea of Maiden Voyage, because Herbie does the same thing, you know. Let's see.
That's right. That's right. Oh, I love that. I love that too.
But I mean, it never ends.
It keeps that. It's sort of like a dream, you know.
Well, that's what Marjolaine is like. And now you're arranging and studying and everything. You make a big band arrangement of that.
I was thinking of that.
Oh, you've got to.
Yes.
Got to. But meanwhile, I shall dig out my copy when I get home and really work at it.
All right.
Anyway, you know, I'm just dying to do a duet with you. That would really be fun.
Let's.
What should we do?
Well, do you like all blues?
It's funny. That's really a good one, and I haven't done that in ages. It would be perfect.
All right.
Who wrote that? Miles?
Miles, I guess.
Well, that's all right. He'll be listening.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.